This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 7:07 in the morning. I'm Koo Soo Chong, joined by Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, gentlemen and lady, interesting news out of Singapore. Grab, that entity we know as the ride-hailing service, is moving preemptively to becoming a bank in the city-state. Now, they're applying for a license, and it's quite interesting because Singapore is one of the most one of the economies which are moving faster in the online space. They are considering online-only banks. What do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're looking at the Monetary Authority of Singapore, who would likely be approving the only two of three licenses for digital-only bank in the early phase. And this trend of virtual bank is it's growing, the numbers, especially we have seen China, Hong Kong, all going into this space. We've heard Tencent as well, for an example, one company, they're already being able to give out loans and so forth. So we're looking at what sort of synergy might Grab be able to capitalize on.
Well, it's got that huge amount of data already, right, on their customer profile, what their customers do, where they go. And if you ask me, they probably have the technology to take this one step further.
Okay.
And as we know, Grab already is considering many financial platforms, right? I mean, you can use your Grab Pay to pay for a lot of things. And just yesterday, we talked about Grab having co-branding cards with Citibank in Philippines and Thailand. So I guess this is just the next step. But it'll be interesting to see Grab. Are they doing this on their own? Because if we look at the model in Hong Kong, Alibaba actually teamed up with banks. So you could see mergers, like Standard Chartered merging with Alibaba to have one of the licenses. And then it was Bank of China with Tencent. So it's the banks who are actually behind this also.
They are.
So I'm curious in Singapore whether it will be just Grab or will it be Grab together with another bank?
Well, how businesses work is they try and complement each other, at least superficially. And then M&A might happen. I'm trying to make sense of all this. So I've got the DBS Group Holdings ticker open on my Bloomberg, and it says that the market cap for DBS is 63 billion Sing dollars. So that's about, 180 billion ringgit Malaysia, which is about $45 billion, right?
Yes.
Or give or take, right? Grab, in its latest round of valuation, is valued at 14 billion. So it's about a third of DBS's size.
DBS actually makes money.
That's right. But
DBS is actually very profitable. Grab is not profitable.
The internet don't care, right?
Yeah, but you mentioned just now, Xiaoning, that if you look at Grab's clientele at the moment, the amount of database, on top of that database, there's a lot of transaction going on. There's a lot of deposit going on. I mean, if you look at how Grab is, a lot of people buy credit. It's just a matter of expanding the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Now having a deposit into sort of a virtual bank.
Well, the future is all about bespoke, right? Everything's about personalized products, right? So DBS is a universal bank, a huge behemoth. They've got lots of legacy systems. They've got data, but they can't seem to penetrate that whole,
Actually, they're
layers.
Doing quite well in the fintech space. They won the fintech award, best fintech Asian bank. They're actually quite ahead of the game for Singapore.
On a regional basis.
Yes,
but
are.
Versus, say, a startup with like Grab, which are building the systems specifically for personalized products and services in the financial sector, you've got to say one's going to be faster than the other. So when it comes to M&A in the future, who knows, right? Will Grab be a buyer of DBS? Say, right?
Wow, Chong, you're really thinking far ahead. But Grab perhaps has interesting branding.
That's right.
And also services. I mean, but if you try and compare Grab with other tech companies, for example, Alibaba Group and Xiaomi, Alibaba Group is trading platform, right? And they are doing a lot for their local community. For example, developing the SMEs and dishing a lot of loans, for example, for them to be able to grow. And but again, that's the difference between Grab and Alibaba is that financial backing that they have.
Absolutely. Yeah. So lots of food for thought, lots of movements in the space. We're going to be coming back in a couple of minutes with some local news. So stay tuned. Don't cut the cord. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.